second episode of the Good Dude Podcast. I am your host, Joe Thomas, the original Good Dude. That is not funny at all, and I apologize. I'll never happen again. Moving on. So I wanted to talk a little bit about something that's very personal to me, something that I've been hiding for a long time, and I want to be completely honest with all of you. I feel like we're family now and we're bonding. So I do have quite the large confession to make. My name is Joe, and I love musicals. I do. I it's true. You know, probably comes as quite a shock. You know, everyone knows me for my rugged manliness, you know, but I'm just enthralled by singing and dancing on stage as part of a narrative. It just moves me. So, you know, I reckon it goes back to growing up watching Disney movies and Kids Incorporated. Man, that show was good. I wish they'd bring it back. My kids would love that show. But you throw in the fact that I had two older sisters who, I'm not exaggerating, forced me to watch Footloose and or Girls Just Want to Have Fun every week of my entire life. I'm not proud of it, you know, but it's something that we have to talk about. And so growing up watching Kevin Bacon, you know, just breaking it down and Sarah Jessica Parker just dancing her little heart out, it affected me for the rest of my life. You know, you can call it what you want, but damaged if that's what suits your needs, but that's just how I am now. So I wanted to share a couple of my favorite musicals for the dudes out there that may be closeted musical lovers. You know, it's okay. We can come out. We can be open about this. I think it's fair. I think, you know, it's 2018. We can be who we are. You know, let's not hide it anymore. So, you know, if we're looking at musicals as a whole, pretty much any of the Disney movies, especially the older classic ones, are going to be pretty good. You know, Mary Poppins, Lion King, Jungle Book, they're all pretty good. If you're looking for kind of a newer film from Disney, then, you know, Moana, you can't go wrong with. Moana is spectacular. It's got The Rock in it, and he is hilarious. It's got some great songs and definitely a good message that's good for the family. So it's a lot of fun to watch. Frozen's great. As annoying as it is to hear those songs a million times, the movie's good. The movie's funny. It's got great songs, you know, and they're really catchy. So that's kind of what you're shooting for with those kind of movies. But the first real musical, like hardcore, no joke musical that I'm going to say is fantastic, The Greatest Showman, hands down, best musical I probably have ever seen in my life. The songs are just unreal. The show is really good. First off, the movie is a fantastic movie. It's fun to watch. the story is very interesting, and it's based on real characters, which is always something cool, you know, for me anyway, because then I can go back and research and check it out and see, you know, oh, did this really happen or that really happened? I kind of enjoy that stuff, you know, but the songs, man, they just like speak to your soul or like whatever. I mean, like some people say they would do that. You know, I would never say something quite so sensitive, but I'm sure some people have said that in the past, you know. But then you've got Wolverine dancing on stage. Hugh Jackman can't beat that. And Zac Efron's in there and they play together so well. Like they just play off each other and it's hilarious to see them just perform and dance and sing. It's great stuff. The second one would be Newsies, you know, and either the Disney or the Broadway performance, because they're both really good. I think I like bits of each one differently. So like, I really like the story and plot lines of the Broadway performance better than the movie, but the songs and, you know, the movie's got Batman doing a singing and dancing solo Western number because Christian Bale was the star of the Disney movie in his younger days, which is hilarious to go back and watch and perform. And he's really good. I'm not knocking him. It was great, but it's just so funny because now all I can see is, I am Batman doing a pony ride down the middle of, you know, 1890s New York street. So definitely check that one out. Either way is fine. The Broadway version is on Netflix now, which is cool. So you can check it out there. And then the Disney version you can find, you know, wherever. Oh, another one, Wicked. Wicked is great. The show is hilarious. The writing, the dialogue are so funny. The songs are really good. It's got some very moving moments. It's got some very silly moments. It's got a bunch of characters that you already know from The Wizard of Oz, you know, which is a great musical in and of itself. But it's just got a nice little twist on them, shows kind of their backstory, how everything came to be, and what's really going on behind the scenes. And it was just it's just a really moving experience to watch. A little funny story about that. When a long time ago, before we had kids, my wife and I went to see Wicked in New Orleans, and beautiful theater. And we had tickets. We watched the whole first act. Everything was great. Really enjoying it. And in the second act, something happened and all the lights shut off. Power to the entire theater. It just went completely black. We didn't know what was going on. We sat there about 20 or 30 minutes. And then all of a sudden people started just chanting, "The show must go on. The show must go on." I mean, like we're at a Saints game or something. People were screaming this. And it was a little unsettling because it was completely pitch black in there. We had no idea what was going on. Turns out a car accident had happened outside and they'd run into one of the transformers and knock out power to the entire block. Like everything was out. So there was no way to continue the show. It wasn't like they break out a generator and fix it. So what they did was really, really cool. The producer came out on stage and they wheeled out a piano and he said, "We're going to bring out our witches," which are the main two characters, Glinda the Good Witch and then Elphaba the Wicked Witch of the West. They brought them out and they said, "We're going to sing the final song for good, just with the piano, just on stage." And it was spectacular. I mean, it was really, really moving. The acoustics in the theater were so good that we could hear it. You know, we could hear everything. And we got a refund. I mean, I would have been a little ticked off if I had to pay all that and, you know, didn't get to see the whole show. But we got a refund. And we got that really, really unique experience that not many people ever got. So that was cool. But then you throw in the fact that my sister is constantly bragging about how she got to see Wicked on Broadway with the original cast, which included Idina Menzel, who went on to play Elsa in Frozen, and then Kristen Chenoweth, who you've seen her on TV, I guarantee it. She's everywhere. You know, so she likes to throw that back in everybody's face, and that's always fun. But anyway, if you dig music and you like good shows, you know, you should check these out because they're worth watching and they're great for families. That's, I think, what I like about it is this is something I can watch with my kids and my wife and we can all enjoy it and we can all have fun. And we can all kind of grow from it. You know, we all take what we want from the show. So like my kids really like the dancing. They enjoy the music too, but they really like the production of the show. I really like the story and the dialogue and how the music interacts with the characters, you know, because it's not just background music. The words mean so much more in a musical than they do just background music of other films because they're the characters themselves trying to tell their story. So it's really important that what they say is meaningful and is not just gibberish or doesn't relate. So the music is a really important part of the narrative. And then, you know, my wife just kind of loves all of it. She just loves the production. She loves the costumes and the writing. And she could watch them every day, all day. So it's neat that we can all do that together and kind of enjoy it. You know, now, don't get me wrong. I have sat through some miserable, miserable musicals in the past. And I do not recommend, you know, for your first time out, going to see Cats or going to see Les Mis or something. Because, man, they're rough. They're great shows. I will, you know, never be as good at anything as those people are at the performing those shows. But, oh, they're brutal if you're not ready for them. So make sure you kind of tame it a little bit. Tone it back. Go watch one of these on TV before you want to pay a lot of money and go see one at a theater. But, you know, I would say check out one of my above or my earlier recommendations. And then maybe try your hand at some of the more hardcore traditional Broadway. My wife loves Phantom, and I am not a fan. It's Phantom of the Opera, by the way, for folks that know what I'm talking about. Yeah, super not a fan. It's just not for me. It's extremely successful. Lots of people love it. I am not one of them. So, you know, try your hand, see what you got. You may like it. Yeah. But these are good ones that I mentioned before. So in conclusion, yes, I love musicals. Yes, I understand how that makes me look. I will no longer live in the shadows. I even watched every single episode of Glee. Yeah, okay. I'm a little bit embarrassed about that. I'm not going to lie. The last two seasons were just not good. It jumped the shark totally. But I did watch them because I was committed to the show, and that's what you do when you are stuck in that rut. But anyhow, thanks for listening to the podcast. As always, it's been fun. I very much enjoy this so far, and hopefully keep doing it, and if you guys keep listening. So I'm glad I could finally share my secret with the public and really come out of my shell. So keep listening for more revelations about my character. Who knows? Maybe next week I have no idea what's going to happen next week. So good luck to all of us, I suppose. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.